Morning, Eagles fans, and welcome to the Eagles Update presented by Ticketmaster. I'm insider Dave Spadaro. We've got a lot to get to on this update, including a surprise visitor who spoke to the team on Friday. But first, let's go into the locker room, hear from the Eagles for the last time prior to Sunday's game against the Rams.
It was a really good message, man. I mean, we talk about a lot of stuff all the time, but, you know, for him to hear some of the stuff that we talk about was really good. And you know, what he talked about mostly is you got to have a killer mentality. You know, you got to believe that you're going to be the one out there killing everybody. You know, you shouldn't, like he was like, you can get up for the LeBrons and, you know, the main players and stuff like that. But I want to impose my will on people that shouldn't even be on the field or on the court, you know, with us. And, you know, I think that's something that's just that attitude, you know. And then he was telling us, you know, day in and day out, you got to be committed. You can't be just interested like Coach talk about. You got to be committed to what you do. You got to envision everything before it even happened. And I think Kobe, obviously, with him saying and him having the success he has, you know, everybody believes that that's the right, we headed in the right direction.
So how about that surprise speaker who was with the team at the team hotel on Friday morning? None other than Kobe Bryant, NBA legend. Of course, he played his high school basketball in suburban Philadelphia at Lower Merion High School. He delivered a pointed message to the Eagles about focusing in on the details that matter down the stretch.
Well, I think the character of this team is special. I mean, that's what wins championships, is the character of the team, the spirit of the team. You know, you have certain moments where you go up and down, but when the spirit of the team is a strong one, it's a collective one, then you have something that's truly special. And fingers crossed, they look to have this.
On Friday, the Eagles inviting their California-based alumni to practice. We caught up with a few of them to check in on what's happening in their post-NFL lives.
You know, everyone always says when you're undrafted, like, the chances of making the team are very hard. You're already at a disadvantage, but I think it helps out because it's something my dad always instilled in me. It's a good, bad thing. He's like, don't ever quit. Don't ever quit anything. You start something, you finish it. If someone else, if you don't make the team, but you gave 100%, you make a tough decision on everybody involved. If you go out there and get 50%, you make the decision easier. So going from undrafted to making the team and being there as long as I did and having a five-year career is, I think it just started with, like, my back was against the wall, so it's either you lay or back on the ground. It's either you lay there or you pick yourself up. There's only one way to go, and it made me work a lot harder.
I think that's the big key is don't take it for granted. It could be any day. I think I got hurt. When I really got hurt, I was running down on a play. It was a non-contact injury. And come to find out, had some damage inside structurally with the knee, and that pretty much ended the career. So I think taking it day by day, really embracing it, and I think guys are starting to a little bit more as they see, you know, there's been some horrific injuries around the league, and guys starting to see that. So hopefully they're taking it, you know, day by day and really taking it in.
Make sure you're with us every step of the way on Sunday, beginning with our Exalta kickoff show and then the post-game show presented by Rico. We're live from the L.A. Memorial Coliseum. I'm Dave Spadaro. Thanks for joining us on this Eagles update presented by Ticketmaster.